The IRS says some people will have the filing deadline extended. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 23rd day of February. Thanks for being with us. Momentum is building for a stock trading tax. Fed Chair Jerome Powell had some things to say about the economy and unemployment. How long will food delivery be a thing? Oil ended the day mixed, and speaking of mixed, the same with Wall Street. We've got yet another story on the rising cost of housing, and for the interview, an important conversation about small businesses and the rule changes for the Payroll Protection Program. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, last year, due to the pandemic, the IRS pushed back the tax filing deadline until July 15th. They are doing that again, but only for residents of the state of Texas. Because much of the state has been deemed a disaster area following the power outages and water outages that have lasted for days, the IRS has extended that deadline for Texas residents. The extension also means that affected individuals will have until June 15 to make 2020 contributions to individual retirement accounts. Business returns, typically due on March 15, are also pushed off to the later deadline of July 15, as are quarterly estimated tax payments that would normally be due on April 15. So, hey, at least there is that, Texas. Since the GameStop rally, legislators are seeing an opening for a stock trading tax in Wall Street. They don't like it. CNN is reporting for more than a decade, progressives have tried and failed to impose a financial transaction tax. But there is new momentum for such a levy as the national debt skyrockets during the pandemic and in the wake of the GameStop trading frenzy that shined a bright light on market structure concerns. The leading proposal amounts to a $1 tax on every $1,000 of transactions. But there's a deep divide over the wisdom of a financial transaction tax. Progressives see it as a smart way to simultaneously curb predatory trading while funding ambitious programs aimed at easing America's inequality problem. Opponents, on the other hand, paint a financial transaction tax as a nightmare. Wall Street, which would take a hit, is already warning that such a levy would backfire on Main Street by raising trading costs and depressing market liquidity. Lawmakers will surely be tempted to tax transactions because it could raise vast sums of money at a time when Washington is strapped for cash. A 1/10 tax on stock, bond, and derivative transactions could raise $777 billion for the federal government over a decade. That, according to a 2018 estimate by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. So, two words, yeah, stay tuned. Fed Chair Jerome Powell went before the Senate Banking Committee today to offer his assessment of the economy and offered a dim outlook with regard to the reality of the unemployment picture. CNN is reporting that the national unemployment rate is masking how much some groups are still struggling in the pandemic economy, which is why the Federal Reserve looks at more than just the average jobless numbers to determine the nation's economic health. Powell told the committee that some groups are bearing the brunt of the pandemic fallout, facing unemployment rates still higher than the national average. Now, although the national jobless rate dropped to 6.3% in January, unemployment is much lower for white workers at 5.7%. Black unemployment rate, well, that's at 9.2% in January, and the Hispanic jobless rate was 8.6%. The jobless rate for women over the age of 20 is the same as that for men, 6%, But this, too, doesn't tell the whole story. The pandemic has forced some women to simply drop out of the workforce to take on family care responsibilities, and they are not counted in the unemployment rate. Meanwhile, and get this, of the 140,000 jobs lost in the U.S. in December, all were held by women. You heard that correctly. Every single one was held by a woman. Powell said he hoped these effects will be temporary, adding that it limited workers' ability to fully contribute to the economy. He said, at the end of the day, policies that bring the pandemic to an end would help. Powell will return to Capitol Hill tomorrow to testify before the House Financial Services Committee. It was one of the most successful public offerings of 2020. We're talking about DoorDash. But now investors are anxious to find out if the food delivery service will remain hot following the pandemic. MarketWatch is reporting that DoorDash is scheduled to report financial results for the first time as a public company on Thursday afternoon. The delivery boom seemed to continue in the fourth quarter, which included a period of resurgence in COVID-19 cases that prompted renewed restrictions. Uber Technologies, which after its Postmates acquisition is second to DoorDash in delivery, reported fourth quarter results that showed a 128% surge in delivery gross bookings year over year. Analysts believe DoorDash is positioned to see more of the same for the first half of 2021, at least. What they want to know from the company is how it intends to differentiate itself once vaccines become more widely deployed and more Americans are able to resume eating at restaurants. So yeah, those two words again, stay tuned. Over the past 2 weeks, gas prices here in central Iowa have gone up by 50 cents a gallon. The reason? Well, the price of oil climbed to over 60 bucks a barrel, and that and some refineries in Texas and Oklahoma were sidelined in last week's winter storm. Oil futures ended mixed today with U.S. prices down a few pennies and global benchmark Brent crude eking out a fresh 13-month high. Meanwhile, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their allies, together known as OPEC Plus, will hold meetings next week and are expected to make a decision on oil production levels. Today, West Texas Intermediate crude fell 3 cents, or nearly 0.1%, to settle at $61.67 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange after trading as high as $63 a barrel. For the time being, expect gas prices to continue to march upward. Wall Street also ended the day mixed, but stocks did rebound after Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled that an interest rate increase is not a thing that's going to happen anytime soon. The Dow came off session lows to end the day up by 15 points at 31,537. The tech-heavy Nasdaq also came off some serious sell-off numbers and lost 67 points to close at 13,465. And the S&P 500 eked out a gain of 4 points, ending the trade at 38.81. And finally, there is this. The price of houses continues to skyrocket. Home prices in 20 U.S. cities are climbing fast due to low interest rates and a lack of inventory. According to data cited by Bloomberg, a key index of property values grew by over 10% from a year earlier, with Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle seeing the biggest gains. Get this, Phoenix home prices rose by over 14%. The fastest-growing values in the index. San Jose, Honolulu, and San Francisco remain the least affordable cities in the U.S., while Hong Kong is the least affordable city globally. Okay, stay with us, because starting tomorrow, the big news is that the Paycheck Protection Program has some major changes that will impact small businesses, those with under 20 employees. My guest is June Teasley, a regional communications director for the Small Business Administration. This is an important conversation. You gotta listen. Stay here.